The Hinds National Wildlife Refuge at Tinicum Marsh lies just around the corner from the Philadelphia International Airport. The refuge is also home to the Cusano Environmental Education Center, celebrating its first anniversary as what many consider to be the city's greenest building. The center's heating and cooling relies on a geothermal system. About 500 feet below the Cusano Center, the temperature remains near 50 degrees all year round. Deep wells reach into the ground to borrow heat in the winter and cool air in the summer. The center also makes use of a marsh machine to clean and recycle wastewater. Refuge manager Dick Newton says the machine uses natural processes to filter water through a constructed wetland of PVC pipes, gravel, and marsh plants. Newton says the city water department delivers drinking water, but the marsh machine has a more important use.
We wanted this here as an environmental education tool. It isn't as though we needed it for the functionality of this building. The message to take home is that the marshes serve a very important function.
Cyrus Baim is a volunteer coordinator at the Cusano Center. He says people come expecting to learn about nature, but wind up getting something special out of the building.
The people that are coming in, they see this fabulous building, a lot of space, a lot of glass. And then when you start explaining, along with the exhibits, the sustainable design features, the use of recycled materials, passive solar windows, their eyes get even bigger and they get more excited and want to implement it in their own house.
Refuge manager Dick Nugent says there were some additional costs to innovations like the geothermal system and the southern wall of the building, which is made mostly of glass windows. But in the long run, many of those additions will wind up saving money on electricity and heating. And the overall goal isn't to be frugal, but to teach. On the other side of the state, another approach towards sustainable design is taking hold. Pittsburgh is currently home to one quarter of the nation's buildings that have been certified as green by the U.S. Green Building Council. The nonprofit National Industry Group represents design, construction, and environmental interests. The council also administers the Leadership in Energy and Environmental Design, or LEED, rating system, which judges the overall environmental performance of buildings. Unlike the Cusano Center in Philadelphia, many of Pittsburgh's green buildings weren't designed to be educational tools. The PNC Firstside Center in downtown Pittsburgh provides workspace for 1,800 employees in the bank's technology and processing divisions. Elmer Berger was one of the principal architects for the building. He says designing the largest LEED-certified building in the country made sense for the project. The large floor space improved communication within business departments and also allowed for extensive use of natural light.
With a large floor plate, we had the opportunity to make the ceilings higher and bring daylight further into the building. So you can be as far as 125 feet away from the outside wall and still have daylight and a view.
Berger says the building's large windows give employees a view of the Monongahela River and also save money by reducing the need for artificial light. Rebecca Flores, director of Pittsburgh's Green Building Alliance, a nonprofit group working to encourage and facilitate environmentally friendly design in the city. She says some nonprofit groups are interested in green buildings for ideological reasons, but also wind up getting long-term economic benefits.
The life cycle value of doing a green building is actually quite significant in some cases. I know with conservation consultants, their building actually uses 60% less energy than a traditional building, which can have huge implications in terms of the small operating budgets that many nonprofits have to work with.
Flora says saving money is also one of the main factors in getting major institutions like PNC to build green.
The myth that is out there is that green buildings cost more, and that's one that we constantly try to educate the public around, in that you get what you pay for. We're trying to educate folks around the fact that green building adds value, and how do we equate that value to increased, improved bottom lines is a real key issue for most people.
Flora says it's important to convince clients, and not just architects, of the benefits of green design. She says if the demand for LEED-certified buildings increases, sustainable design techniques will become more common. A number of other commercial and nonprofit institutions in the city have also chosen green design. Both the Alcoa Corporate Center and the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank are green buildings. And the new David L. Lawrence Convention Center is the first convention center in the country to earn LEED certification. With so many high-profile green projects, sustainable design is starting to look like common sense to many architects and their clients. Elmer Berger says the success of the PNC Firstside Center has led the company to adopt a new policy. All of their new corporate buildings will be designed to meet LEED requirements. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Brad Linder.